Welcome to today's episode of the Normalized Surrogacy Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Flamer Powell, experienced gestational surrogate, surrogacy agency founder, and owner of Surrogacy Mentor and Modern Parent Mentor, where our aim is a safe, ethical, and enjoyable surrogacy journey for all. Today, I'm super excited to welcome two special guests, and they happen to have the same name. Welcome, Kayla and Kayla.
Thank you.
So glad to have you both. So today we are interviewing each of you, one, the intended mother, and one, the surrogate, in a journey together, an independent journey together. So this is a unique perspective and a unique conversation we get to have today. So I'm very excited. So awesome. So let's start off. Why don't you guys, one of you, start off and let's just talk about how did you know each other? Did you know each other before you came together for a surrogacy journey?
Yeah, we actually knew each other for quite some time. She was actually my manager at a tanning salon that we both worked at together about 10 years ago, I think. 15?
Almost 15.
Yeah, almost 15 years ago. Time flies. So she was my manager. And then we just kind of grew our friendship. I was in her wedding. She was the maid of honor at mine. And now we also work at the same title company together at Great North Title. So we also work at the same place still.
That's amazing. Okay, so yeah. Just for the sake of ease, because we only have audio, we're going to have to make sure we know which Kayla we're hearing from. So which the mom or the surrogate, which one was whose manager?
So the surrogate was my manager.
Got
the
it.
Mom's
okay.
Manager. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Because you guys have similar voices too. So the same name.
We've heard that.
We have heard that. Yeah.
So funny. Okay. Awesome. So you guys have known each other for 15-ish years.
Yeah.
So how did this whole thing come together? And I guess a good place to start with that is Kayla, mom. If you'll talk to us about your journey to deciding that surrogacy was the path of parenthood for you.
Yeah. So my husband, Justin, and I got married in 2016. So, and we've been together for just going on 10 years. So we started trying to conceive in 2016. And then we realized that we were going to have to use alternative measures such as IUI or IVF. So we started with IUI. We did 3 IUIs. Those all failed. And then we did an egg retrieval, and we were very lucky that we got several really healthy embryos. So that was really good news. And then we transferred 3, and those were 3 successful transfers, although all 3 ended in early miscarriages around 7 weeks. So after our 3rd loss, our doctor told us that we were in the 1% club. So because our embryos had been tested, that we should move forward with a surrogate to try and bring one of our baby's earth side. So that's kind of how we came to that. She thinks that I have a rare autoimmune disorder. We're not quite sure or how to pinpoint that. I also have a grocery list long of other fertility issues. I have PCOS and endometriosis as well. So those things can also could be having a factor as far as my hormones, but we don't really know. So we decided with all the loss and everything that we had been through that this would be the right path for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's unfortunately such a common story, right? Not the exact specifics, but a lot of people come to surrogacy after they've tried what feels like everything in their power, right? And they're at this point where surrogacy feels like they're most viable option, and often is. And I think that's amazing that you had someone in your life that we're going to hear from now that was able to help you fulfill that. So talk to me about how did that conversation start between you guys about, hey, would you maybe possibly want to carry my baby?
Actually, funny enough, that's kind of how it went. Exactly. Yeah. I called her. Justin and I were outside. I remember the day like it was yesterday. We were outside and we were just kind of talking about the whole process. And we had mentioned Kayla, and I wanted to ask her. And he's like, well, maybe we can come up with how to ask her or talk to her. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call her right now. And he's like, no, hold on. And I'm like, nope, I'm just going to call her. So yeah, I just called her and I was like, hey, just a question. Would you even be interested in having a conversation about carrying our baby?
Wow. Okay. So tell me from your perspective, Kayla, other Kayla, what was your initial feeling or reaction to that?
It was something that I don't want to say I'd made jokes about before, but I had made comments about to her, you know, my uterus is yours if you need it, womb for rent. I had made those comments before. And when she had called, you know, my husband and I had already talked about it just because we had been aware of their journey. So we had talked about it previously. So when she called, it was something that I was already very open to. So my answer was, yes, I would be very open to a conversation. Let me just, connect with my husband and see, you know, where his mind's at. We've talked about it in the past. And yeah, that's kind of where it started.
That's really neat. Okay. So now walk me through this process. So previous to this, had you had any inclination to be a surrogate, or was this?
No. And I don't think it's something that I would have thought about until, you know, kind of experiencing or watching her experience her fertility journey along the way. It was more, I don't think that there are two people that deserve to be parents more than Kayla and Justin. So I just wanted to help and do what I could, you know, to make that happen for them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And so how many kids of your own do you have?
I have one. We were one and doneers.
Yep. I'm a one and doneer too.
Yep.
I feel that. Okay. So tell me, how did Kayla surrogate? How did your family and husband and everyone feel about this?
I really only discussed it with my husband, not really anybody else. And my husband was very, you know, it's your body. So whatever you want to do, I'm there. He agreed with me that they would be amazing parents and they deserve a child so much. And he was pretty on board, and it was really just a, well, it's your decision at the end of the day. So whatever you want to do.
I love that. And how old was your child at the time?
He had just turned, or he was three.
Was about to turn three.
You're right. He was almost three when we first started discussing.
Got it. Okay. So just barely old enough to kind of understand that mommy might be carrying a baby, but not really get the whole concept just yet.
I think that honestly, that's been a really beautiful thing to explain. Yeah. It's just so simple to him. You know, when you ask him like, what's in mommy's belly? He's like, oh, it's a baby. And whose baby is that? Auntie Kayla's. Like, it's just so simple. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and we have the conversation like, so when mommy has the baby, where does the baby go? And his answer is always, I get to hug the baby. Then it goes to Kayla and Justin.
That's really, really sweet. I love that. So, okay. So walk me through the process. Tell me about the clinic, and you decided to go independent. So there was no agency involved. Tell me about, you know, embryos and embryo transfer and screening. Like, walk me through all that whole process and how that was for you guys.
Yeah, this is Mom Kayla. honestly, it totally went off without a hitch. And I can't say that about a lot of the processes that Justin and I have gone through regarding our fertility, but every step, it's like we've been waiting for the other shoe to drop, but every appointment, every step of the way, the contract, we already had so many healthy embryos to choose from, just from my first egg retrieval. So that was great. That was already something that was done and taken care of. Kayla did her screening and that was all perfect. And I got to go in with her and that was really special. And the doctors and the nurses were just wonderful. They let me in on everything. And Kayla surrogate jokes, like, I don't think they had a choice. You were coming in whether they let you or not. But even the phlebotomist one time, me and Kayla were talking like behind the curtain, she was getting her blood drawn and I was on the other side and the phlebotomist like opens the curtain. She's like, get in here, mama. So have been able to do so many things together, which has been, I've just been so lucky to have that experience. Cause I know that a lot of parents with surrogacy don't get that when they have surrogates that live across state, or maybe they don't have a prior relationship with them. So I'm really thankful for that. But so yeah, we did all of those things. And then we were referred to a lawyer and we did our screening for psychological screening or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And everything just was kind of like boom, 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 right in process. And then we had our consult with our doctor and set a date. And I mean, meds arrived on time. Everything truly went off without a hitch. And when it came to transfer day, so I love pictures and everything and anything about sentimental stuff. And so I called Kayla. I was like, hey, can we pick you up a little early so we can take some pictures so I don't have to drag this huge letter board and embarrass you in the clinic? And she's like, Kayla, this is your day. You drag that letter board into the clinic. You take those pictures. Like, this is going to work. Like, I believe it in my bones. This is going to work. So take all the pictures. So it was a really special day.
That's really neat. And so yeah. You guys did the embryo transfer and what was the outcome?
So we are 14 weeks pregnant tomorrow.
Oh, exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. We're so excited. We're having a little girl.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Her name is Kenna. So my grandfather was a very important person in my life and his name was Kenneth. So we kind of we've been calling this baby KJ because we kind of knew the name before. So we wanted to kind of tribute something to my grandfather. So her name is Kenna, Kenny for short.
I love that name. That's such a sweet name. And I love the grandpa connection. That's really sweet. And yeah. So how's the pregnancy been so far?
Surrogacy Kayla here. You know, it's been different. Obviously with all the meds and stuff, pre and post transfer, I definitely felt a lot sicker than I did initially. I'm kind of on the upswing now. We're having more good days than bad days. But it's been different and it might just be, you know, pregnancy brain. I forgot what it was actually like the first time, right. But overall, I mean, good. It's been good. There hasn't been, anything, you know, major. It's just the normal stuff, headaches, a little bit of nausea, but it's been going smooth. Heartbeat's great. Everything's been wonderful. So.
That's really good. And so you're off the, you should be off the injections by now, right? You're just,
yes. Yep.
Yeah. 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 Great. So that's when it starts getting good. So yeah, you're definitely in that golden trimester where everything should start feeling good and you don't have to do those lovely shots every day. Ugh, I do not miss those. That's for sure. Oh, and so I'm sure you guys get to go to all the appointments together, right? Like, do you go to every OB appointment?
Yes. My husband and I both do. So we've had one OB appointment so far. And then we have another one coming up next week. And so that's been fun to go to as well. He, they normally don't, you normally don't get to see the baby. At that appointment, it was our 10 week. So our first one with our OB, and he went and got like a little handheld. And so we got to see her moving around, and it was kind of cute because we've been calling her a little sticky bean because somehow everyone keeps calling her bean, like sticky, sticky bean. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, she's a little jumping bean. We're like, oh, that's cute.
And I'm assuming it sounds like your OB has been really welcoming of everyone being involved and in on the appointments.
For the most part, I would say yes. Yeah. I think that there's, you know, it's not something they see every day. So I don't know that it's addressed with as much compassion or, you know, I think that while OB appointments are tough, right? Because they're checking on the person carrying the baby. So they're checking on me, surrogate Kayla, but I wish that it would be a little bit more catered, I think, to the parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely an ongoing educational process for OBs and practitioners to help them understand the dynamics and why it's so important to include the parents as much as possible. I did a lot of training around that for hospitals and OBs when I had my agency, and it, even with all the training, it was still so difficult for them to understand and to try and separate patient from parent from baby. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult. So I think it's great that you're able to go to the appointments and help educate them along the way.
Yeah, I'm very open to talking about surrogacy, and I am not afraid to say, like, I'm the mother or I'm the mom. This is Kayla's carrying her baby for us, and, you know, a very gentle way, but I'm not afraid to, you know, say, hey, I'm the mom. Mm-hmm. And just educating people. And Kayla's right. I just wish he was a great doctor. I wouldn't switch. I just wish he had a little bit better, more training, more bedside manner.
Well, unless you've gone through it or seen somebody, I feel like up close go through it, you really don't know the emotional side of how much she's missing out on.
Right.
So to be included and just, I don't know, have more attention at the appointments, I think would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that. I think it's good that you speak up. I think it's good that you're very vocal about it. And I think that's what ultimately will help people understand, like, hey, I'm a real person. This is a real experience that we're going through. And these are the dynamics that are important for you to understand. Because I remember being in the OB visits and they would ask me a question and I'd say, I don't know, that's really up to the parents. Let me call them for you, because they lived in another state. So I'd say, here, they're on speakerphone. Go ahead and ask them. It's their baby. It's their decision. Yeah. And so I was like, you're going to have these conversations whether you like it or not.
Yep. I love that. I really do.
I think it's important.
Me too. So
you guys are 14 weeks. And so any plans for baby shower, gender reveal, anything like that?
Yeah. So we are doing the gender reveal next Sunday, actually. So that'll be fun. We have, it's been a long time coming, really built up. So we have about 55 people coming.
Awesome.
So we're excited for that.
If this is her gender reveal, I literally cannot imagine what that baby shower like grander than people's weddings.
Right? No, go for it. I think that's awesome. So speaking about 55 people, so how many people know in your circle of friends and family that this is a surrogacy, and how are they feeling about it on both sides?
Everyone knows that it is a surrogate that's carrying our child. Even so, we announced it on social media after we got to hear her heartbeat, that we were having a baby and using, thanks to an amazing surrogate. And so that was out there on social media, and I've shared my IVF journey with, you know, the world as well on social media, just because I think it's super important. And I don't think that it should be shameful to talk about. Sometimes it's hard to talk about. And I just think that people should be, if they're able to, more open about it. So others can ask questions or maybe just not feel so alone or broken, because it's, you know, becoming quite a common thing, or some things may be common and just not talked about. So a lot of all of our coworkers know, all of our family know. So yeah, everyone knows. Even our, and yeah, it is a really beautiful thing too. Like she said, her son, he just probably thinks like, that's what mom does. Like mom carries other people's kids, and like, that's amazing. Even my little nephew, I'm like, hey buddy, like, he's like, Kayla, does your baby like chocolate? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. And he's like, baby. And I'm like, baby who? He goes, baby KJ. I'm like, yeah. And who's carrying baby KJ? And he goes, Ricky's mom. And I was like, yeah. And whose baby is it? Auntie KK's. Yeah. And I was like, and whose cousin is it? And he's like, it's my cousin. I'm like, yeah, good job, buddy.
Kids really get it.
They get it. They really do.
And it's so much easier for them than a lot of adults. And I remember my daughter was 3 when I delivered as a surrogate. And she said, you know, like, mommy, when you carry another baby in your tummy, will it be ours or another mommy's? Because to her, like, that was a very valid possibility that if I ever carried another baby, that it might be for someone else. So in her mind, like, that's just what happens. Like, people help other people have babies, and that's a normal. Yeah.
So beautiful. Kids' minds are just so, so awesome.
Absolutely. So tell me, what is left on the agenda for you guys? Obviously, a healthy pregnancy, but there's going to be a baby shower, obviously. And what about delivery? What plans do you have for that?
Yeah, we, Kayla is open to inducing, I think. our baby is, the due date is going to be on December 29th. And that is a really special day for my husband, actually, because that is the day that his father passed away. So lots of little memories surrounding this pregnancy. So it's kind of a special day. But we are also very open to having a Christmas baby to snuggle. So also open to inducing if Kayla wants to.
Awesome. And so are you guys looking at a hospital delivery or birth center? What are you looking at?
Hospital for sure.
Yeah.
That is, yes, that is on the agenda.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you'll be checking in together and be there the whole time for the whole thing. Is that going to be you and your husband being there for everything?
Yes. And we are very open to, if, you know, Kayla needs space, then the hospital said that we'll have our own room, and we live 15 minutes apart. So I'm sure that we'll be there for every step of the way, but whatever she's comfortable with, but she seems to be comfortable with anything and everything. So
I love that. Well, I'm
just going to kind of go through the process and see how it goes. And I think both of us are just very, you know, go with the flow. Obviously I want Kayla to be healthy, so her health is top priority and baby's health. And so just however we can maintain that.
Of course. Yeah. So what advice would each of you give to, I would ask mom, what advice would you give to parents who are maybe just starting out on their surrogacy journey or starting to look into surrogacy? And then surrogate, Kayla, what advice would you give to women who are thinking about becoming surrogates?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
Yeah, for me, for surrogate Kayla, I feel like that's a hard question just because our situation is kind of unique. You know, we know each other. I know her personality. I know it's really important to her. So like along the way, just making sure that I like share information with her that I know she would want to hear, since she can't, you know, she's not carrying the baby herself, to make her feel, I don't want to say included as much as possible, but kind of, you know, so I don't know, I guess if there was another surrogate out there that maybe didn't know, just asking what are some things that they could do for those parents, to make them feel like part of the journey.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that's super important. And I think one thing you said that sticks out to me is that relationship, whether you know the person beforehand or not, forming that relationship where you feel like you could be friends forever, or you have been friends forever, or that you trust each other and you're excited to do this for them. I think that kind of relationship can be created in a surrogacy journey, even if you've never met them before this whole process, and that it's such a important piece of the puzzle, regardless of how long you've known them.
Yeah, I agree. I guess, so Mom Kayla, I guess in being totally open and honest, when Justin and I first were even thinking about surrogacy, and I've told Kayla this too, like we almost kind of not hoped, but we're like, man, would this just be so easy if we just didn't know the person and in 9 months we just had a baby and just could forget about all this? But I think that was due to like all the trauma surrounding all of our losses and just like wanting that baby in our arms. Mm-hmm. And to the point today where we are today, I could not imagine it the other way, which is fine if that's, you know, somebody else's choice. All are great choices, but just being involved and having that relationship has made this process just mean so much to me, and has made me feel, like she said, so included, and has made this process so much easier. And I just am such an advocate for it. So I guess that would be my advice, is to, you know, grow that relationship and have hard conversations, because you don't want to have like any animosity. So how do you want to be communicated with? Like, can I text you once a day? Can I text you once a week? Can I call you? Will you let me know your symptoms? Like, just, you know,
will you pee on a stick every other day for me?
I don't think it was every other day.
No, that was every day. I was trying to make you seem chill.
No, not chill. I have no chill.
Oh, I love yeah. that.
Yeah, she did. And anytime I was nervous, she's like, do you want me to pee on a stick for you? No, I'm fine. But yes, please.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
The relationship, I think, is just really important. So I think just cultivating that and asking, like, if you do, you don't know if you know somebody around you that would want to do that for you. So before going on the hunt, and I would just ask around and see if anyone that you already have a relationship with maybe would be interested.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you never know. Like Kayla said, she never really thought about doing this before this was brought to her attention by you. Maybe it's something that someone in your life's never considered, and you bringing it up is like the spark that they needed. So yeah. I definitely think that's good advice. Well, I am just so excited for both of you, all of you, and looking forward to hearing how the remainder of the pregnancy goes. And hopefully you'll give us an update once baby is here and let us know how everything turned out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love that. Well, thanks to both of you for taking the time to share your story. We really appreciate it. And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Normalized Surrogacy Podcast by Surrogacy Mentor. Again, I'm your host, Carrie Flamer Powell. I want to again thank our very special guests, Kayla and Kayla, and for joining us for this chat today. Be sure to check us out online at surrogacymentor.com if you're interested in knowing whether surrogacy is right for you. Take our easy 2-minute quiz on our website. Also, be sure to check us out at modernparentmentor.com if you're considering an independent surrogacy journey as a surrogate or an intended parent. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to learn more about gestational surrogacy and how to have a safe, ethical, and enjoyable journey. Talk to you next time.